Then there are some warning signs mentioned that if these warning signs are present in the children, then they should be assessed and they should be investigated for primary immunodeficiency. So out of these, the four are very important and they have a positive predictive value, which includes positive family history, recurrent infections, and which require more than 2 months of antibiotic treatment. There's a failure to thrive and weight gain, and deep-seated abscesses are present. If someone asks us to describe what are these warning signs in detail, then we can also describe it in terms of the infections according to the site and also according to the age. So there can be four recurrent ear infections, which is four or more new ear infections in the children per year, and two or more new ear infections occurring in the adults in 1 year. Two or more serious sinus infections in the children within 1 year, and similarly the frequency will be two or more than two sinus infections in the adults. Pneumonias, that is two or more pneumonia within 1 year in the children, or one pneumonia for more than a year in the adult. And these require antibiotic treatment, and these antibiotic treatment or two or more than 2 months of the antibiotic treatment, but is not giving a sufficient response. The child will be having failure to thrive, failure to gain weight and grow normally. There will be recurrent deep-seated abscesses, deep-seated that is organ abscesses formation, or deep-seated infections without the formation of an abscess. There can be recurrent bacterial, fungal infections, recurrent viral infections such as warts or herpes, recurrent oropharyngeal candidiasis or other skin infections with a fungus. The oral antibiotic had been taken 2 months or more than 2 months without any sufficient response, and there is a need for taking IV antibiotics. So all of these are the danger signs or the warning signs which shows that the child is suffering from primary immunodeficiency.